地方跟弟兄姐妹一同思想神的话语。
I'm very happy to be here again to think about God's words with everyone.
从去年开始，长老们邀请我跟他们一同来思想教会服事的事情。
Starting from last year, the deacon board, the elder board of the church invite me to meditate on God's words on teaching, on ministry.
我们来这个地方，我们这么多年一直，我每一次来就是跟弟兄姐妹常常见面。
Now every time I come here, I meet everyone often.
我们的服事常常都是在跟弟兄姐妹一同在服事。
So my service is often related as a servicing together with everyone.
现在来了以后，长老们就把我找来以后去服事他们。
Now the elder board asked me to come over here to serve them.
好像断了我的后路。
So to kind of cut off my back door.
我心里面有一点总是觉得欠欠的。
So I felt like I was indebted to everyone.
所以如果这时候好像是我唯一到这个服侍全教会的机会。
Now I feel like this is the only opportunity I can serve the entire church.
我希望把这个小时呢用得好一点。
So I hope I make a good use of this next 1 hour.
我看见 Mary 上来做见证。
I saw Mary came on the stage witnessing.
我心里面非常非常的欣慰。
I was very deeply comforted by that.
因为我刚才看见她的时候，她是还是非常的小的时候。
So when I was the first time I saw her, she was just a little child.
那Daniel， 你不要笑，你其实呢，你那时候是更小。
Now Daniel, don't laugh because you're much much smaller.
我现在看你的膀子都是那么大。
Now you got big muscles here in your arms.
所以我看到这群的年轻人的话呢，起来，我心里非常的欣慰。
I see all the young children growing up. I'm very comforted.
因为教会是需要有新血。
Because we need a new blood in our church.
我们这个我们这个 VBS。
Now this VBS program
是一个非常重要的一个工作。
It's a great ministry.
如果你注意不错的话呢，常常在教会里面人，我们现在的一般的教会，尤其在中国的教会，现在渐渐的老化。
Now if you pay attention, you would notice that is the Chinese churches, especially Chinese churches, become older and older.
我们在一个观念里面是让人家进到教会里面来。
So in our concept, we're thinking that people should come to the church.
我们的教会是被这个房子的四周围的墙给限制住的。
Our church is limited by the walls around us.
所以人到教会里面来，所以的话呢，我们去教他神的话语。
So when the people come to our church, we'll teach their God's words.
但是人是不是会到教会里面来呢？
But will they come to the church?
现在的吸引是那么大。
Now, do you have that strong attraction to them?
因为我们这些做传道的人呢，现在是非常难的。
You know, it's very difficult to be a preacher now.
你知道为什么非常难吗？
Do you know why it's difficult?
因为坐在下面听众的话，个个都是牧师。
Because everybody who's sitting there is almost like a pastor.
为什么他们都个个都是牧师呢？
Why do everybody's acting like a pastor?
因为他们每一个人都有个电脑，都有一个 iPad.
Because everybody has an iPad and has a computer.
或者说是 Google，
or maybe they can Google，
或者说是其他的不同的三星，
or maybe they have a Samsung。
大家的话呢，很收缩，一下的话，全世界的牧师的讲道都可以听到。
Now, if you're really willing to search, you can find the sermons by all pastors in the world。
那你听到了以后的话呢，我们这许多传道的人呢，也很惨。
Now, for the ministers like us, we are suffering。
那我每一次到一个地方教会去讲道以后呢，他就把我的道呢放在网上去。
Now every time I go to a place to preach, they would put my sermon online.
我有一个弟兄呢在伦敦的。
So I have a brother who lives in London.
他是我的学生。
He's my student.
我想在你将来你们一定会听到。
I know for sure you will hear my sermon.
听到了以后就不需要怎么样来批评我。
So the one on the other side of the online, so then when you heard this, do not come to criticize me.
他常常呢就来一个信。
So he often sent me a message.
他说怎么总是老的信息呢?
Why do you preach the same old message again?
怎么不会有点新的信息呢?
Why can't you preach something new?
所以给我们这传道人压力是非常大的。
So he really gave us a lot of pressure.
然后呢再就跟我们的许多人有名的牧师去比较 Chuck Swindoll.
Now it would compare us to the sermons by Charles Swindoll.
哎呀你要去跟他去比的话呢我们怎么能够跟他们比呢?
Now how can we compare your words to their words?
所以的话呢我们压力很大。
So therefore we have a lot of pressure on us.
所以我们这做牧师的人很需要有信心。
Therefore, being a pastor, you need a great faith.
虽然做得不好,
maybe we're not doing that well.
那不是我,是他。
But it's not because me, it's because
God. 所以我讲
到
讲得不好,你们怪他。
So if I don't do well, you criticize.
你为什么召他出来做传道?
Why did you call him out to be a preacher?
但是我们自己也要有负责任。
But we have to be liable to what we do.
既然神已经召了我。
God has called me.
我做了些什么事情，是不是满足了他召我的目的？
Now, did I do something worthy his calling?
弟兄姐妹们，你们都是蒙召的。
Brothers, sisters, you're all called.
你知道一个国家要去召一个兵的话。
You know, in a country, if a country calls a person to be a soldier,
他招了他的兵来了以后的话呢，他是会训练他的。
So why is he called a person to be the soldier? Will train the person.
就好像 Mary, 她要去做年小孩的工作的时候呢，她要去参加这样的一个营会，去学习的去怎么去讲。
Like Mary is called to serve in this ministry, she will be sent to a training camp to learn how to do it.
所以每一个基督徒神都是怎么样特别把你拣选出来的。
So for every Christian, God has called you up with a purpose.
当他把你特别拣选出来以后呢他是会给你武器的。
Now when he called you, he will give you weapons.
他是会给你恩赐叫你知道怎么样去用的
He will give you gifts so that you know how to use them
然后他会给你一个环境让你训练你的
It will give you an environment for you to be trained
然后当他训练好了以后他送你出去
Now when you're trained he will say I'll send you out
所以如果他给了你一些这种恩赐一些武器你拿了做了以后为自己你出去抢劫
Now, but if he give you a lot of gifts, give you a lot of weapons, now you use the gifts and the weapons to rob someone.
抢劫了把东西放到自己的里面。
Now you plunder and keep all the things you get.
我们要问一问，神给我的武器，我有没有去做抢劫的工作，用到自己的荷包里面去
？Now we have to ask ourselves this question: Did we use the gift God gave to us to plunder and keep?
这是我们需要问的问题。
This is the question we need to ask.
到底神召了我，我有没有成为他的精兵
？Now did God called me? Now did I become his soldier?
这是我们需要问的问题。
Now this is the question we need to ask.
这是我们要想的。神既然已经召了我，我该怎么样执行
？Now we need to know that since God has called us, we need to know how to act.
但是你要知道，我们很多的人都没有想到我们是蒙召的。
Now you know many of us do not realize we have been called.
只有你们这许多做牧师的是蒙召的。
Now only you think that only the pastors are called.
刚刚 Pastor Paul 说过一句，说他今天是他的29结婚纪念周。
Now Pastor Paul just said today is his 29th anniversary.
我刚刚有看见年轻的 Mary 上来做见证。
Now I also saw Mary came on the stage testifying.
我就算一算我结婚多少年。
So I start counting the days that I was married.
可是我忽然间想起来有另一件事情值得提一提的。
Now I thought about another thing that needed worth mentioning.
那52年以前
，52 years ago，
我在伯克利大学读研。
I was going to graduate school at UC Berkeley.
我是一个老东西了。老家伙
so, you know, I'm an old man.
我是一个老家伙。
I'm an old fella.
所以在那个时候的话呢，我给我们的牧师的很多的头痛。
Now back then, I gave my a lot of headaches to my pastor.
因为那个时代的话呢，是一个正是一个非常嬉皮时代。
It's a time of the hippies.
嬉皮时代的话呢，他们那许多人呢、啊、的大 扮呢是很不可恭维的。
Now, they, you know, they dressed in a kind of a very unique way.
那我那个虽然不是嬉皮。
Now, even though I was not a hippie.
但是的话呢，我是读数学的。
But I was a study mathematics.
读数学的人呢，跟人家呢，就要跟人家不一样一
点。So I act a little different. I act differently than everybody else.
所以我的头发是到肩膀的。
So my hair is flown down to my shoulders.
我是穿个皮夹克的。
I was wearing a leather jacket.
然后呢，我骑个摩托车。
I was riding a motorcycle.
呜到那儿去。
Woom here, wooming there.
所以我到了那个地方去呢，我就去上教会呢。礼拜天去敬拜的时候呢，我去。
So when I went to church, I went to the church.
然后这个带领的弟兄拿我没有办法。
Now the group leader had a headache with me.
牧师拿我没有办法。
So was the pastor.
在他们的心里面有一个问题。
Now they had a question on their mind.
这个人有没有信主啊
？Now.Is this a person a believer?
这个人呢，是不是基督徒啊
？Is he a Christian?
你知道，当我们到了这种时候的话呢，在一般在教会里面谈到一个基督徒有好行为的时候，通常是在讲他是骑不是骑摩托车的，他头发是不是剪得短短的，或者西装是穿得挺挺的，或者干干净净的。我们通常是在讲的一个基督徒应该有的好行为。
Now we consider the Christian's good deeds, we consider the outward things, like whether he's riding a motorcycle, whether he has a clean cut, whether he dressed nicely.
所以我首先要在这地方声明一件事情，如果现在有一个人能够穿个长船头发皮夹克来到这个地方的话，我心里也有这许多问题。
You know, I would have the exactly same questions if somebody was having a long hair, riding a leather, wearing a leather jacket and wooming to the church on a motorcycle.
所以你们年轻人回出去以后不要来，不要拷贝我。
So when you, the youth for you, when you go out, do notinterrogate me.
你答应我。
So you have to promise me. Yeah.
Timothy.
Do not.
要答应我。
Promise. Do not interrogate.
我现在看你修得挺挺的很好，他有可以安慰。
Yeah.
所以你们知道吗？我们常常是的看到的东西是行为怎么样。
Now what we see it was just how you know is how the person act his actions.
首先我要在这地方讲一件事情，我不是说这行为不好，也可以或者怎么样。做基督徒的当然应该有好行为。
So what I'm trying to emphasize here is having good action, good deeds is a bad thing because Christians, of course, you're going to have good.
基督徒当然不可以无非作为。
No, as a Christian, of course you cannot do bad things.
做基督徒的他就是不可以淫乱。
The Christians, you, of course you cannot have adultery.
你如果做一个基督徒的话呢，有这许多事情了以后，他当然是羞辱主名。
Of course, if you do all those things, you would dishonor God.
但是我们必须要为面对一个问题。
But we have to face one.
做基督徒是不是就是有道德的好行为
？Now, does it mean if you're a Christian, you are morally correct?
尤其是在我们中国的文化的观念里面
，especially considering the Chinese cultures.
讲到基督徒的好行为的时候，通常我们都是停留在我们这许多道德行为的标准下面。
So when we're considering the good deeds of a Christian, we always think.But what is right or wrong under moral values?
所以我们讲的行为是道德标准的行为。
Is this the good deeds measured by moral standard?
所以我在52年以前的时候，那许多人对我的一个批评。
So back to 52 years ago, the criticisms I received from those people.
他们看见我的那许多行为好像不是一个基督徒的样子。
Was that I did not.Act as if I was a Christian.
但是他们没有真正的知道，我有很多的信心的表现是他们没有看到的。
But they did not pay attention to what I show through my faith.
到底什么是基督徒的信心
？Now, what is considered a Christian's faith?
这是我们常常没有想到的。
Now we don't really pay much attention to it.
我们在这个时代
Now in this time,
在这个时代的话呢，经济还没有转回。
Now the economy hasn't really quite back, come back yet.
我们刚刚经过一个很大很大的一个经济萧条的一个情况。
We have just gone through a big economic depression.
我们很多人有失业的经验。
Now many of us had experiences of unemployment.
我们也有很多人在这个失业的恐吓之下面，我们在战斗。
And also we shudder at the fear of unemployment.
所以在这地方呢，我们每一个人都在碰到这样的事情的时候，我们怎么样子过今天所该过的日子，这是我们需要问的问题。
Now the question we need to ask is, how do we live our daily lives with things like that?
什么叫做一个有信心的人生？
Now what is considered a life with faith?
什么叫做一个信心？当我们在讲的有信心的人生的话呢，讲的人生是讲的一个人怎么样子过日子。
Now a life with faith means how the person lives his daily life.
所以我们要看到了以后呢，过日子这件事情就不仅仅是停留在你是不是一个道德行为的标准。
Now, if you're just talking about a living daily life, you can't just measure that by the moral standard.
所以让我们一同来看雅各书。
So let's read the James.
我从今年开始，我三月里面，我跟大家讲到说是有一个智慧的人生。
Now, in March, the topic I preached about was life with wisdom.
我要借着雅各书呢，有四篇的信息呢，送给弟兄姐妹们。
So I have four sermons sharing with the I will share with the brothers sisters.
这雅各书基本是一种叫做智慧书。
It's the book of James is considered words of wisdom.
什么叫做智慧书呢？
So what is considered the book of wisdom?
在圣经里面讲的智慧两个字。
Now when you consider the wisdom in the Bible.
所以就是说这个人很知道怎么样子过日子。
So it means the person knows how to live his daily life.
他知道怎么样子能够看世界上各样的事情。
He knows how to perceive everything in the world.
怎么会这个样呢？
How can it be?
那是一个人，因为这本书叫智慧书，讲到这个人跟神中间的关系的亲密的程度是怎么样。
The book is the wisdom means that it described how close, how intimate the person's relationship with God.
当他知道他跟神中间有这么一个亲密的关系以后，他就能够他被提升到天国，能够看下面的事情。
Now, when this person knows he has such a close relationship with God, he's lifted in heaven, he can look down upon earth.
所以他在这时候呢，他就可以看事情看得清楚。
So he can see things clearly.
很多年以前，我的丈人呢住在加州有一个地方叫 Oakland 的地方。
So many years ago, my father-in-law lived in Oakland, California.
他住在一个高楼上面。
He lived on the upper floors of a high rise.
他好像是19层还是20层。
Like a 19th or 20th floor.
然后呢，在那个地方呢，他有个阳台。
Now he had a balcony.
然后我们常常呢，就在他的阳台什么看下面。
So the often we would spend time on the balcony looking down.
因为尤其你知道，五点钟的时候呢，就是在。在交通阻塞的时候
you know, about 5 p.m. there's always a traffic jam.
然后我们就经常看见了下面有车子
so we often saw cars down below.
然后我就会看见有一部这个白色车子
I always often saw a white car.
然后他开以后，他就换一个一条线
Now he would drive in and then would change to a different lane.
然后再又换一个地方
He lane switching all the time.
然后他一看，看到前面有一条空的地方
Then the car saw another, you know, there's an empty space.
我就看见他开了一个车子，呜就过去了
And he just switched.
就好像我以前开摩托车一样
It's like I was riding the motorcycle.
然后在开的时候，我就在上面叫暗暗的笑
Now I was kind of laughing at it when I was secretly.
我就说小人得志必有灾
So the little the little person now got his wish he would have disasters coming to him
Anyway, that's all right.
Okay. Something would happen to him.
所以我就看见他在走。 为什么我会这么想呢？
Why would I think that way?
因为他一开到前面以后， 他发现他走的那条路的话呢， 堵得更厉害。
Now, every time he switched to a different lane, actually the lane was blocked even more, much worse.
但他不知道在这地方短短的堵了一段路的时候呢， 很快的话呢， 他下面就畅通了。
Now, he didn't know that if it just, even though the, for short distance, the lane was blocked, but if he kept on keeping with it, it would be good traffic again.
弟兄姐妹们,
brothers, sisters,
你们今天在活在这世上的时候,
now, when you're living in this world,
你就是在地上去数算你该怎么走哪条路。
So you're counting and which you're trying to figure out which way you want to take.
但是如果你被提升到跟神亲近往下看的时候,
but if you lifted up to be with God and looking down,
你可以看到现在的苦处不一定是苦处。
But you will see that the sufferings you have may not be sufferings after all. And your pleasure you have now may not bring you happiness down the road.
你在地上你用世界的观念来衡量来做你要做的事情，到后来不一定能够让你得到你想得到的满足。
If you use the worldly value system to measure what you're doing now, it may not bring you the satisfaction you expected.
什么叫做有智慧的人生呢?
Now, what is considered a life with wisdom?
就是说要从神而得到智慧，这是我们上次讲到的。So
that means we need to receive the wisdom from God.
你可以受苦难。
You may go through sufferings.
你可以看见，你如果卑微的人升高，你也不需要那么样子狂喜。
So you don't need to be so excited if a humble person be lifted up.
你富足的人降卑的话呢，你也可以喜乐。
Now you can also be joyful even a rich person be brought down.
为什么？因为草必枯干，花必凋谢。
Because the grass can be dry and the flowers will wither.
所以当你看见这些事情的时候，你有一个很清楚的看见的时候，你就可以把世界上的东西，表面上看来大的，却可以把它淡化。So
even if you have a clear vision for what's happening there, you can even the big things in this world, you may not attach great importance to it.
所以在这地方，让我们一同来看雅各书第二章。
Now, so let's read it, the James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章第14节,
the verse 14.
他说我弟兄们,若有人说自己有信心却没有行为,有什么益处呢? 这信心能救他吗?
Now, what good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him?
我刚刚讲的,我一上来讲的我那个故事,骑摩托车的故事的事情。
Now, when I came on the stage and telling you stories about my riding motorcycles,
当时呢，我们说在那个地方的大家的一个争论在什么地方呢？
Now, what was the argument back then?
我们的争论就是说，是一个基督徒该不该有一个循规蹈矩的行为？一个人没有循规蹈矩的行为以后，是不是就表现出他不是一个基督徒？
Now, should a Christian follow all the rules, or the person's not following all the rules is not a Christian?
我们常常在神学院里面也好，在教会里面也好，我们都有一个辩论。
Now we often even in the seminaries and in churches we often have this argument.
是因为信心能够称义呢，还是要有行为才能够称义？
Now you be righteous by faith or by deeds.
但是呢，当我们在讨论那个问题的，甚至人呢就把这个雅各书拿出来呢做证明。
Now, but when we discuss that question, the topic, people would bring the book of James.
因为这里面有一节圣经讲的说是可见亚伯拉罕称义是借着他的行为而称义的。
Because in the book of James, there's a verse saying that Abraham believed God and it was accredited to him as righteousness. I will talk about this verse.
那同时的话，我们又说是我们这中国的基督徒呢，都很相信保罗的。
Now, also, many of the Chinese Christians would like to follow Paul.
我讲的是使徒保罗。
Apostle Paul.
Now, 我也很希望你们都相信我们的保罗牧师。
I hope all of you also put trust into Pastor Paul here too.
所以在那个地方呢，保罗就说因信称义。
Now, Paul always proclaimed the righteousness by faith.
到底这两个东西有什么冲突呢？
Now, is there a contradiction between faith and deeds?
他明明讲的是借着信息，借着行为而称义的。
Now here says the righteousness by deeds.
所以当我们一看你这个行为两个字的时候呢，我们在脑海里面立刻就是那循规蹈矩的行为。
Now, when we thought about deeds, we said, okay, deeds for people to follow rules correctly.
是不犯奸淫的行为。
The people, the life without adultery.
不去拿回扣的行为。
The life without getting commissions.
不去贿赂的行为。
Life without taking corruptions.
不说假话的行为。
A life without telling lies.
我们就讲到这样的一个行为，就用这两个东西在那儿比来比去。
So those are the things we consider as a good deeds, and we start comparing that with faith.
但是在这一节十四节里面讲什么呢？
But what does verse 14 say?
他说我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为。
He says if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds.
这个却字就在这地方把这个行为跟信心连上了。
Now the word but here connectThese with the faith.
所以这讲到这个行为不是限于循规蹈矩的行为而已，而是这个行为呢是跟那个信心是有关系的。
Now the deeds here is not limited to a law-abiding actions, but rather is related to faith.
一个真正要讲出来这些圣经的话呢，可以这样子来读的。
So is really, if you want to read it correctly, maybe this is the way to read it.
若有人说自己有信心却没有信心的行为。
So if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds related to faith.
换句话说，这个行为是因为他有信心而带出来的行为。
The deeds coming from faith.
所以在这地方就有一个完全不同的一个观念了。
So it's a different concept.
这时候我就必须要问一问，到底我的信心是什么样的一个信心。
Now we need to ask ourselves this question, what kind of faith do we have?
所以在这里面讲那个信心，我们通常一般活在这世上的，我们相信的话呢，就是说是如果我的刘弟兄病了。
SoWhen we think about faith, we always think, okay, my brother Liu is sick.
我到他家里面去替他祷告。
I visited him and pray for him.
我祷告，我一祷告，他就起来了。
Now, after I prayed for him, and he's all well.
所以我们的信心就是说，我的祷告灵不灵？
Now, I will say, my faith is powerful.
所以今天我们讲那个信心的时候，碰到一件事情的时候，我们是看见说这个人一个祷告灵不灵。
So when we talk about faith, we often think whether his prayers is working or not.
我要从这地方我坐飞机我要到比如说要到欧洲，我每一年要去欧洲三四次。
Now every year I travel to Europe like three or four times.
然后呢有的时候要坐飞机。
Very often by airplanes.
你坐飞机的话呢就会塌飞机。
Now if you ride, you know, ride on the airplanes could fall down.
对，如果这个飞机到了晚一点的话呢，那个那边飞机就飞掉了。
So if you get there late, the other flight, the connecting flight has already gone.
那我们常常的话呢，我的时间都非常有限。
So, but my time is very limited.
我飞机通常到了，比如到了伦敦也好了，比如到了这个法兰克福也好了，到这许多地方去。我飞机下来以后，一个多钟点呢，我就上场了。
So when I get to London or Frankfurt, my connections, you know, I need to make the connection within an hour.
所以的话呢，这个飞机一塌的话呢，那边就有好多人呢在等着聚会，没有人讲，没有人讲。
If I miss the connection, there will be people on the other end waiting for me to arrive to preach.
所以我的祷告呢，就是说是主啊，求你不要让飞机误点。
Now my prayers would often be just say, God, please make the flight on time.
感谢赞美主的话呢，我到欧洲的飞机呢从来没有误过点。
Thanks to God, my flight to Europe is always on time.
神听我的祷告。
God, listen to my prayers.
我的信心是大大。
My faith is strong.
结果有一次，上次去年三月份。
But last year, March.
我从南加州飞到波特兰。
I was flying from Southern California to Portland.
我早上6点钟就上了飞机。
I was aboard the airplane 6 o'clock in the morning.
本来是下午2-3点钟就到了的。
I was supposed to arrive at 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
那我结果呢，他们晚上呢，这许多长老执事们就替我安排了有一个聚会。
Now, the elders and the deacons of the church arranged for a meeting for that night.
结果我几点钟才到呢？
But what time did I arrive?
我几点钟才到？ 7点多钟，8点钟才到。
I arrived here at about 7 o'clock p.m.
为什么会这个样呢？
So what happened?
因为长老执事们跟我一起聚会，不重要。
Because it's not important for the deacons and the elders to have a meeting with me.
我因为我的信心大。
Because my faith was strong.
因为如果是重要的话呢，神一定祝福的。
Because if the meeting was very important, God will bless it.
一定不会误点的。
God will not make me late for the flight.
这是我们平常有的对信心的观念。
This is the concept we have about faith.
但是这不是我们的观念。
But this should not be our concept.
也那样的信心的观念是求神拜佛的信心的观念。
Is that concept, you know, that concept is similar to the people's praying to Buddha. I'm sorry.
我大概太紧张了。我乖一点。
I'm too excited, so I need to quiet down.
你也合作。
Yeah.
所以 我们常常看到的，我们的信心是在这些事情上面。
So very often we measure our faith on those things.
但是这些事情讲到信心是一个眼界的信心。
But those faiths are the faiths you can see.
我们说把一些东西的话呢，我们说是信心，其实我们是要眼界。
Even though we say we want faith, but really we want things that we can see.
那求神拜佛的信心是眼界的信心。
Now the praying to Buddha, that kind of faith is like the things you want to see.
所以在这地方他讲的信心却没有行为是什么呢？就是说是你明明看见这个事情不是那么好，但是因为你有信心，你知道说是神少不了我的。
Now the faith with these means even though you can you say it again?
如果这些事情明明不是那么好的，但是我却知道我看的不好，但是我知道神少不了我的。
Now even the things I see is not good to me, but I know I trust in God that God will not forget me.
所以这个信心呢是一个对象的事情。
Now faith need to have a target, an object.
信心有个对象是什么？是的，创造宇宙的真神。
Now the object of our faith is the creator of the universe.
在罗马书第四章里面告诉我们，亚伯拉罕的信神呢，他所信的神是叫死无变有、叫死人复活的神。
Now in the Romans, the God that Abraham believed was a God to make things out of nothing and resurrect the dead.
所以他在以撒的事情上面有两件事情证明了这个。
Now there are two things on Isaac. He proved that.
他在什么呢？在他没有希望的时候，已经老了。他已经是99岁了。他仍然是这不是他99岁，他这呀这多少岁啊？109岁啊，不记得，人老了啊。 所以亚伯兰他已经到老了以后，他已经知道他没有这个
Now, think about Abraham. When he was old, he has no hope of having any children.
耶和华神却说, 明年这个时候,
but the Lord, God Jehovah said, tomorrow, next year, this time, you will have a child. That means from nothing, get something from nothing.
所以亚伯拉罕要把这个以撒带到山上去，要把它当作燔祭，要去献祭的时候。
Now when Abraham take Isaac to the top of the mountain to offer him as a sacrifice.
但是因为他相信，他即使把以撒杀死了以后，神仍然可以叫他复活。But
he believed that even though he killed Isaac, God will resurrect him.
因为以撒那个时候还是个童子，还是个小孩，还没有结婚。
Now Isaac was just a little child. He was not married yet.
但是神却告诉他，应许说，从这个以撒的身上可以生出很多的后裔来。But
God promised Abraham that many nations will come from Isaac, many people.
所以在这样的一个应许下呢，亚伯拉罕想了。
Now under this promise, Abraham thought.
他说，如果我即使把他杀了,
now even I killed Isaac.
如果神没有办法把他救活的话，他还能够有很多的后裔从他出来吗？
If God cannot make him live again, how could I have many descendants from him?
所以在他的心目当中，他知道。 神是可以叫死人复活的。
So in his mind, he believed that God will make the dead alive again.
你我今天所信的神,
the God you and I believe in,
也是死无变有的。
It's the same God who makes things from nothing.
我们所信的神, 我们信的对象是那创造宇宙的真神。
The object of our faith is the creator of the universe.
他是一个死无变有的神，是一个叫死人复活的神。
He makes things out of nothing, he makes life from the dead.
我们主耶稣基督是童女怀孕所生，是不可能的事情，这是神的。
Our Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. It's impossible.
这是死无变有,
but is God make something from nothing?
我们耶稣基督从死里复活,
our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead.
是神借着圣灵叫他从死里复活了。
And God, that by the work of the Holy Spirit, resurrected him from the dead.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们必须要明白一件事情。
My brothers and sisters, we must understand this.
你我的信心跟亚伯拉罕信心是一样的。
Our faith is just like Abraham's faith.
所以算他为义这一句话，不仅是为他写的，也是为我们这许多将来要信神、叫耶稣从死里复活的人所写的。
Now the credit him as righteousness is not written just for Abraham, it's also for us who believe that God will resurrect the dead from the dead.
所以让我们看见在这一件事情上面，我们所信的神是怎么样的神。
So from all those things, we can know what kind of God we're believing.
这是一个全能的神。It's
a God with all power.
但是我不知道大家有没有想到，现在大概他已经不是首富了哈。比尔盖茨甚至是不是还是首富？
Now I'm asking, you know, is Bill Gates still the number one wealthiest
person?
He may not be the number one.
不是他很有钱,
but he's still very wealthy.
对不对? 他是不是有钱?
Right? He's wealthy,
有没有钱?
Right? He has a lot of money.
有没有?
Yes or no?
他有钱跟你有什么相干?
Now what does he has money have anything to do with you and me?
啊? 有关系吗?
Yeah. Anything to do?
你跟他讲你在温哥华你要买一个房子, Camus.
If you buy a house in Camus, go to Camus to buy a house. If you go to Bill Gates, say, Hey, Billy. Honey, yeah.
Send me a check.
Hey, give me a check.
Where is the money so that I can buy a house?
你钱在哪儿呢？我可以要买房子了。
他给不给你？
Would he give to you?
他给不给？
Would he give to you?
他那么心肠好啊，你给他做多少世界上慈善事业啊！
But he loves charity. He's so good-hearted. He loves people.
他给你，他会不会给你？
Would he give money to you?
不会给你，你心情太小了。No,
you would know. He won't give to you. No.
你得不着是因为你不求。Now
you're little fist people. The reason you don't get the money from him is because you don't pray. You don't ask.
这个怎么求？他得不得到？
So if, no matter how hard you ask him, would you be able to get it?
为什么他不给你?
Why he would not give to you?
你知道有一个字，以前的话是中国字，现在呢已经到了Webster Dictionary.
Now you know there's a word that was a, used to be a Chinese word, but now it's on Webster Dictionary.
这个叫做是 GUANXI.
哦，关系 connections.
关系
yeah. Relationship.
因为你跟比尔盖茨没有关系 他有钱跟你没钱是毫无关系
Because you have no relationship with Bill Gates, so whether he's wealthy or not has nothing to do with you.
但是你我跟创造宇宙的真神有关系还是没有关系？
But do you have a relationship with the creator of the universe?
有关系还是没有关系?
Do you have a relationship?
有没有?
Yes or no?
有什么样的一个关系?
So what kind of relationship do you have?
约翰福音3章16节
John 3:16 Because God so loved the world. Because God loved me.
他将他的最亲爱的独生爱子为我牺牲了。
He gave me his only begotten son to me to die, to be sacrificed for me.
当耶稣基督离开世界以前,
before Jesus Christ departed the world,
他设立了我们今天所经历的事情。
So he set up all the things we're experiencing.
他说你们如此协议是为的是纪念我。
So you're doing this in, remembrance of me.
纪念我什么?
Now, in remembrance of what?
纪念你，我为你受死。Now,
to remember, I have died for you.
你有没有想到世界上有任何一个人?
Have you thought about any person in the world?
会为你死的。
Would die for you.
我跟我爱人的关系是非常非常密切。Now,
I have a very, very close relationship with my wife.
我们现在到一个地步形影不离。Now
we come to the degree that we always together.
什么叫做形影不离呢? 我现在在这个地方，她没有跟我在一起。Now,
so what it means like a shadow follows the body, and so she's not here today.
她的影子在这个地方。But
her shadow's here.
你知道吧？我晚上睡觉。Now
when I'm sleeping at night,
我也不知道怎么，我就好像就说旁边有个人。It
just when I'm sleeping as if she's. There's a person next to me.
我不是这肉麻当有趣哈。
No, I'm just like a, you know, joking.
No, it's more than just joking. 肉麻。肉麻,
I don't know how to be say 肉麻。
肉麻, 应该多肉麻一点。
肉麻。
既然对不对? 你看,他同意, 你应该肉麻一点。
Okay.
你知道我, 他就是在那个地方。
She's right there.
我都在前天在春刚家里面，然后睡那个床上，哎呀，我说这个床好舒服啊，我就嘴巴就讲了，我说你说说看是不是？旁边没有人呢。Wow,
I was sleeping Tringao's house on that bed. I said, "Oh, this bed feels so comfortable. Don't you agree?" And then turn around, she's not there.
那弟兄姐妹，你有很多，这叫形影不离。
Now this is just like a shadow fall of the body.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你要知道神爱你，他说叫我们纪念他。这里意思就是说，当你在碰到不如意的时候，你知道我为你受死。Now
God asks us to remember Him means when you are in suffering, you remember that He died for you.
你要知道，当他的门徒跟了耶稣基督3年半的时候。 又吃他，又喝他，又睡他，又住他，通通都是耶稣基督的照顾下面，他们过日子。
You know, all of his apostles, when he, in the 3.5 years, they follow Jesus Christ, they eat on Christ, they live on Christ, they sleep on Christ, you know, they are under the care of Jesus Christ, all 3.5 years.
那忽然耶稣基督跟他们讲,说,我要死了,我要走了。Now
all of a sudden Jesus said, hey, I'm leaving.
你说说看他们会不会恐慌?
So, don't you think they will be afraid?
如果你不相信的话,我今天你想的话,如果忽然就有风声,
Now, if you don't believe that, if now, let's imagine this. Now, all of a sudden, the company you work for, it will be sold.
还有两个礼拜就被卖了。
Now, 2 weeks, it will be sold.
你现在什么光景?
So, what would you think? What would you do?
你要剥饼纪念他。
Now, you will break the bread to remember Jesus Christ.
因为这个代表了你在神的心中的重要性。
Because this represents how important you are in God's heart. You have a relationship with God. If He is the creator of the universe, make things out of nothing, and resurrect the dead. If that's true, have you ever thought about you will have peace in your heart? Because that's the evidence you're saved.
但是,
However,
为什么我都知道这许多事是事实?
But I know all the things are true.
但是对我没有用,
but this is helpless. Isn't it useless to me? This is like how we live our lives.
所以事情碰到了以后,
now, when we encounter difficulties, the first thing we're going to try ourselves. We're going to plan for the future. Now,
we're
going to plan well for my future. So when I have in the future, when I'm poor, people would invite me to their home. So that's what the things we've always been thinking. So
我这地方压个宝,那个地方压个宝,到时候没有了以后,我去翻一翻还有宝。
So we bet here, bet there, now in the future, when I have nothing, I'm going to turn to see did I bet to get something back to me?
但是,
but
在这一段信息告诉我们一件事情,就是说神是这样的神, 真正讲起来,我们信不过他。
Now, God is this God. Now, do we really put our trust in Him?
为什么我们信不过他呢?
Why don't we put our trust in Him?
他说,你们说信有神。
Because it says, you believe in God.
我们在这里,我们看第,你们,19节。
Let's look at verse 19.
他说你信神只有一位,
now you believe there is one God.
你信得不错,
good.
他鬼魔也信,
even the demons believe
确实战争,
that. And shudder.
但是这句话是什么意思呢?
Now what does it mean?
因为他在这地方讲的是什么? 这是一个对比。 Now, 他你们说信有神, 你说得不错。
Now it's a contrast here. Yes, you believe in God.
你说得不错。
Yes, you're true.
但是,
however,
鬼魔也信,
demons believe it also,
确实震惊,
but they shudder.
到底这两个是怎么样一个对比法则?
Now, what is the contrast here?
因为说是鬼也相信有神,
see, it says here, demons believe in God,
但是他却震惊,
but they shudder.
反过来, 但是的反面是什么?
Now, what's the contrast of shudder?
人怕鬼不怕神,
but people fear demons, but do not fear God.
我还记得我们一个姐妹跟我讲，她说前一阵子她们到去 camping.
Now some sisters mentioned that is not very long ago they went out camping.
他们在晚上的话呢，因为那个荒地的什么都没有看见，他们就开始讲鬼故事.
Now when they're in the wilderness, there's nothing there, so they start telling story the ghost jokes.
他讲了，我就很生气。
Now when she said that, I was very upset. I was pretending to be upset.
哎呀，人是自由的，你也没有办法把人家捆住，叫他不去讲鬼故事。
Now, you know, everybody has a free will, so you can't really bound them to not let them tell ghost stories.
我说，好好的神故事不去讲，去讲鬼故事。
Why don't you tell stories about God? Then tell the stories about ghost.
他讲讲讲讲以后，他就说是，我发现有人就这么碰我一下。
But when I was telling the stories, I hope then somebody poked me.
他说坐在他旁边的地方，你有没有碰我一下？
Now he asked the people who were sitting next to her, said, hey, did you poke me?
她说没有碰。
He said, no, I did not.
然后她就旁边这个女生说，你有没有碰我一下？
Then he asked the person on the other side, said, did you poke me?
她说你有没有碰你？你疑神疑鬼的。
No, I did not poke me. You're fear of a ghost.
当然疑神疑鬼嘛，你们讲鬼故事怎么不疑神疑鬼呢？
Of course you will fear the ghost.
你讲鬼故事把你们吓死了。
Because you shuddered at the story of the ghost.
你要把世界上的事情，你未来的事情，都把它变成全部的是悲观的，把你们都吓死了。
Now, if you consider everything, you look at everything in the world in a pessimistic view, yes, you shudder, you fear.
好好的神故事可以给你鼓励的，你去讲鬼故事把你吓死。
Now, the God stories can give us encouragement. Why do you talk about ghost stories?
因为你一天的难处天当够了，明天不一定有今天所你所想象的难处。
Now, you know, if it's a suffering, the suffering, you can take it one day each time, and tomorrow you won't have it again.
弟兄姐妹们，你没有看见你们的问题在哪里吗？
Now, brother, sister, do you see our problems?
我们精打细算。
Now we plan so well.
没有活在我的信心里面，反倒是说被我们自己的担忧给吓死。
We're not living in our faith, but rather we shudder at the fears we created.
然后我一样东西加一样东西，一样东西在地上加了一个财宝一样东西，到最后的话呢，你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Now we are gathering wealth in the world, in this world. But you know where your wealth is, where your heart is.
你在嘴巴上讲，你说是我是爱神的。
Now, out of your mouth, you say I love God.
你心里面也是想的，你是爱神的。
Your heart, you're thinking you love God.
但是你身上的所有的重担把你放了以后呢，你没有力气去爱神。
But you have so much worldly burdens on you. You have no strength to love God.
你没有时间，
you have no time.
你没有精力，
no energy.
你有的精力，你有的时间，就在那地方争争吵吵。
Now, and when you have that time and energy, you would argue with each other.
你如果再思想的话呢，当你在地上这一切东西多了以后，你有没有看见在你们夫妻中间的关系里面多了阻拦？
Now, when you say, when you accumulate all those things in the world, you actually have more obstacles in the relationships between the husband and wife.
这许多东西成了你们两个中间的谈心的障碍。
Now, all those things become barriers between for the communications between you two.
你的事业。
Your career.
你的财产。
Your wealth.
你的名誉。
Your reputation.
都成了你们中间的一道墙。
Oh, become the wall between you two.
你们失去了那起初的爱心。
You have lost your love at the beginning.
为什么？
Why?
因为你们行事凭眼界，不凭信心。
Because you live by what you see, not by your faith.
重点在什么地方？
So what's the importance here?
重点是神在我们心中不够实在。
Now, the importance here is God is living in our heart, but is not with us.
但这是需要经历的。
So we need to experience it.
你要知道，一个人性的经历是怎么来的。
Now, how does a person gather his experience?
行千里路，始于足下。
Now, a journey of 1,000 miles start at the very first step.
你如果走一步路。你就可以走第二步。
If you make the first step, you can make the second step.
你今天看到你面前这么许多的事情，让你觉得说你完全没有时间。
Now you see you have so many things in front of you, you have no time to make that step.
但是你有五分钟的时间。
But you have 5 minutes.
你如果在每一天的时间里面抽出五分钟。
If you're willing to spend 5 minutes of your each day.
在一个固定的时间
and a set time.
没有人来搅扰你的
when you're not interrupted by anybody.
我只需要你五分钟的时间
I only need 5 minutes from you.
那你不需要要求做很多很多的事情
Don't think about too many things.
就是五分钟的祷告同读圣经
Just 5 minutes of praying and Bible reading.
你用一个计时的计时钟放在旁边。
You can even use a clock.
你 set 五分钟。
Set five minutes aside.
它叮，你说时间到了，你就走。
Now when the time comes up, you go.
试试看。
Try it.
五分钟。
Five minutes.
每一天。
Every day.
找一个时候知道你一定有时间的。
A set time that you know for sure you will have the time.
我跟你讲，上个月。
Now, 3 months later,
我九月份还会再来。
I'll be back here in September.
因为你们九月份如果有的话呢，有奖。
If you have done that, I have a reward for you.
哇，你们如果都去的话，我在银行去借钱了。
Now, if every one of the do this, I would have to go to the bank to borrow money.
但是你们如果愿意这样子做
If you're willing to do that
我给
I will give
我有奖
I have a reward
干不干
Are you willing to do that?
干不干
Yes or no?
干好了你们讲了哈有很多人现在不讲就告诉你一定不会成功的
Yeah, if you don't say yes, of course you won't
因为你连第一步都不肯走嘛
Because you're not even willing to commit the first step
对不对
Yes or no?
Okay, Mary?
Mary?
也有讲的。
Yes, reward for you too.
弟兄姐妹你要知道我们怎么可能会有我们需要有这样的经历我们需要这样子说。但是难处就难在什么地方呢就是难在走那条道路。那最后这一地方25节妓女拉合接待使者又放他们从别的路上出去不也是让因行为称义吗
Now in the verse 25 it says in the same way was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did
所以你可以看见在这地方讲的那个行人也不是因为他的信心所带出来的行为吗
So you can see that is that the actionsBrought up by her faith.
到底这拉合的信心的行为是什么呢
Now, what is the faith, what is the deed by faith from Rahab?
如果你去看约书亚记讲到这个拉合的故事的话
If you read the book of Joshua, if you read the story of Rahab,
你就想到这以色列大军要去进攻这个耶利哥城的时候
Now when the army of the Israelites are going to attack the city of Jericho.
然后他去攻这个大城的时候他这个耶利哥城是第一个城。
Now this Jericho was the first city they ever attacked.
然后拉合说他说我们听见耶和华神所在你们身上所做的事情我们听见了以后我们的心都消化了
Now Rahab said When we heard what Lord Jehovah has done among you Our hearts melted
我们知道神已经把我们交在你们的手中了
We know that God has given us into your hands
所以你这时候看见耶利哥城跟以色列人他们在那儿要打仗
Now you can see the city of Jericho and the Israelites are going to fight against each other
犹太人以色列人要进攻这个耶利哥城
Now the Israelites were going to attackJericho.
这个耶利哥城整个的城都在那把以色列人当作敌人
Now the entire city of Jericho treating the Israelites as enemies
但是只有拉合这个人不一样
Now only Rahab was different
拉合做的事情从我们从人的道义来讲的话呢他做了什么他做了不是汉奸做了耶奸
Yeah you know, from a man's perspective she committed treason for her city
你说这样的人为什么这么可恶，还要去把他自己的民族的人给出卖了。
Now you can see this is such a detestable person that betrayed her entire city.
这是我们常常问的问题。
Now this will be the question we often ask.
我们也问说是，哎，基督徒能不能说假话
？Now we often ask, can a Christian lie?
拉合有没有说假话
？Now did the rehab tell a lie?
拉合说了假话。
Yes, she did.
所以你拉合不是好人。
Now you see, your rehab is
considered.
Now rehab is considered righteous.
那这个神算什么神？
Now what kind of God is that?
谁在那讲？
Now who is asking this question?
我在批评神。
Now who I'm criticizing?
但是这里面强调的不是这个呀。
But the emphasis here is not like that.
强调的是说这世界上没有一个好人。
Because the emphasis here is there's no good person in this world.
什么人能够愿意来依靠？
Now what kind of person can you rely upon?
弟兄姐妹们，我在这地方，尤其跟你们一些年轻的人在讲。
Now, brothers and sisters, especially young people, I'm talking to you.
哈，你的父母所希望看到的，不只是说你们读书读得好能干。
Now the expectations of your parents is not just focus on good academics and hard work.
你们的父母希望的是你们还把他们当作有本事的人可以去依靠的。
Oh, your parents also expect you to treat your parents as people with great capabilities.
懂不懂我说的？
Do you understand?
你什么都不懂啊！
Don't,
尤其是青少年的人，父母呢，什么都不懂。
Now, don't consider your parents as, hey, you know nothing.
你有没有想到你的父母也曾经年轻过？
But have you thought about your parents were young before, just like you?
我们做基督徒的常常是怎么样？像青少年一样。
Christians often behave like teenagers.
忘掉了神。
Forget my God.
但是这个拉合这个人呢，他相信，所以他相信神给他的应许，说他说什么呢？他说等到以色列人进来以后，他们会保存他的性命。
Now the Rehab believed God. She believed that when Israelites coming, taking over the city, they will preserve their lives.
所以他就把那个探子从那个窗子放下去了以后
So she lowered down the spies from her window.
他就放了一个红线吊在那个地方
He hung a red thread over there.
那个红线就代表了他的信心
That red thread represented her faith.
他那个信心就是义人必因信得胜
Now her faith was the righteous one.Will be saved by her faith.
她整个的性命是在吊在这根线上。
Now her life was hanging by the red thread.
所以她整个的生命、人生、信心的人生，就在这一件事情上面把它衬托出来了。
Now her life of a faith was showing in this event.
弟兄姐妹，我想问你们的一个问题。
Now, brothers and sisters, I'd like to ask you this question.
你的人生当中，你的人在人生当中
，In your life，
你那个红线是什么
？What's your red thread？
你们如此行
，You do this，
为的是纪念我
，To in remembrance of me。
不是说你们会忘掉我
，Not， I'm saying that you will forget me。
你不应该忘掉我
，You should not forget me。
而是说，你纪念了我的时候，你就知道我是爱你的。
But because when you remember me, you know I love you.
你就知道我不会把你放掉的。
You know I will not forsake you.
你在困难当中，我可以把你拯救出来。
You know I can save you when you're in difficulties.
信我吧。
Trust me.